Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode's going to be Hop Along Cassidy. Original air date is November 25th, 1950, and the title is Dead or Alive. Let's get into it. Thanks for listening.
The Ring of the Silver Spurs heralds the most amazing man ever to ride the prairies of the early West, Hop Along Cassidy. This famous hero thrilled to 60 million fans with action and dangerous adventure. In the role of Hopalong Cassidy is the popular star of the motion picture series, William Boyd. And now, another exciting story of the early West, Dead or Alive. Right now, after competing in the big rodeo at Amarillo, Hoppy and California are headed back toward their home spread, the old Bar 20. With two more days of riding ahead of them, the country becomes wilder and more desolate with each passing mile. But their hearts are light and their spirits gay, for Hoppy has won most of the roping and riding events, and there's folding money in their belts and silver in their jeans.
Hoppy, when them Wardies back in the Bar 20 hear about that new bulldogging record you set, there'll be a hot time in the old town that night.
Hey, what did you pull up for, Hoppy?
Looks like another group of riders crossed the trail here. Look at those hoof prints, California. Made by Gleason, too.
Yeah, a bunch of them. Maybe a dozen.
More than that. Looks like the same bunch whose trail we crossed some miles back when we hit the foothills.
Probably some wranglers rounding up strays.
You know better than that. You don't ride bunched up like this looking for strays. Oh, well, let's go. Those riders must be looking for something, but not cattle. Well, I guess we'll hit town of Red Dog before sundown. We'll bed down for the night there.
He shoots me. I never crossed this range myself. You seem to know it right well.
Well, I ought to. I did a bit of prospecting around here quite a few years back. Me and my old partner, Hardshell Hank Brady.
Who?
Hank Brady. We called him Hardshell because he sure was a tough nut. Temper like dynamite, but a heart of gold. I teamed up with him soon after his wife died. He was a little boy, a nice little fellow.
Well, who took care of him?
Oh, Hardshell used to hire a squaw from one of the tribes around here to look after him. Now, we moseyed around these hills looking for payback. He must have been 9 or 10 years ago. I've never forgotten that kid. Tough little hombre. Just like his pa.
Did you two ever strike it rich?
No, never did. Country was pretty well mined out. The best thing we ever hit petered out fast. We split up soon after, and I went back to cowpunching.
Well, what happened to old Hardshell?
Nothing but bad luck, I'm afraid. I heard later he got into a fight and killed a man. Sent him up for life.
Oh, tarnation. That's tough. What happened to his little boy?
I often wondered, California. Never could find out. I wrote Hank up the state pen a couple of times, but never got an answer. That's a long time ago.
Listen. That's coming from across that mountainside.
Yeah, something's going on.
Those riders whose trail we've been crossing. A hunting party, maybe, huh?
Could be.
Funny that many of them all hunt together.
All depends.
What do you mean?
On what they're hunting. If they are a hunting party, there's only one kind of game they could be looking for. And the way they're organized, I don't think it's coyotes or mountain lions.
No, me neither. They're looking for a man.
Right.
Well, ain't none of our business.
I wonder. Let's go, Topper.
Hopper, this country's getting wilder by the minute. You sure you know where we're going?
California, I know this territory like I know the inside of a Bar 20 bunkhouse, right? Oh.
What is it?
Find those trees ahead of us, to our right and left. Looks like we've met up with that hunting party.
Hoppy, quick, no, don't touch your gun. They got us covered.
We certainly have. One bad move out of you two mavericks and we'll blast you to kingdom come.
Thank you. back to Hopalong Cassidy and our story, Dead or Alive. While Hoppy in California are riding home from a rodeo where Hoppy won a considerable sum of prize money, the two cowboys are waylaid and captured by a large gang of horsemen. As their leader rides up to take their guns, Hoppy sees the star pinned to his vest and recognizes him.
Sheriff Thompson, what do you think you're doing?
Keep your hands up.
Don't you remember me?
Well, I'll be. Old Hank Brady's partner, Hopalong Cassidy.
That's right.
Come on, go on. Of course I remember you. It's all right, boys, I think.
You better be sure.
Don't be tricked,
Sheriff. Say, what's going on here anyhow?
Sheriff, this is my partner, California Carlson. If you don't mind, we'll lower our hands.
I suppose you tell us first what you're doing back in this neck of the woods.
Well, we're heading home from the rodeo in Amarillo. Who do you think we were, anyway?
We figured you might be two of the convicts that broke out of the state pen a couple of days ago.
Convicts?
Yeah, there were three of them, headed for these hills. Funny darn thing you turning up just about this time, Cassidy.
What's so funny about it?
One of those escaped convicts, in case you didn't know, is your old partner, Hardshell Hank.
Brady? You mean he...
That's what I said. He and two mighty mean killers, hombres that should have been hung long ago, broke out together. They killed a guard and went out for this territory. I figure they're holed up somewhere around here. We trail them as far as the foothills.
Killed a guard. Sheriff, I'm mighty sorry to hear Hank Brady's mixed up in this.
You're hanged for it, Cassidy, all three of them. And anyone that tries to help him is asking for a whole heap of trouble.
What do you mean by that?
Just what I said. First, old Brady's boy disappears from Red Dog, taking a whole posse of grub from the folks that have been keeping him. And all of a sudden, you show up, Brady's old partner.
Wait a minute. You mean little Eddie?
Little? Eddie Brady is 16, Cassidy. He's got a gun, and that makes him as big as any man you'll ever want to meet. You don't know nothing about this, huh?
I give you my word, Sheriff. It's all news to me.
Yeah, I hope so. If we catch the boy, we'll probably find out where his pa and those other two convicts are hiding. That grub and medicine he took was for them, and no mistake.
Medicine?
Yeah, for his paw, I reckon. Hardshell was hit by the fire of one of the guards as he went over the wall. He was seen to fall, but he got up and kept going. You don't know how bad he was hit, but it sure didn't do him no good.
I see.
Well, we'll be riding, Cassidy. Sorry to bother you.
That's all right.
All right, boys.
The
south, man. Hey, boy, over
there.
If you see any sign of the boy or them coyotes we're after, you might tell one of my deputies in Red Dog. Come on, boys. Good luck. Good luck. I'm
afraid your ex-partner's in a mighty bad fix, Hobby. Yeah, but it isn't him I'm worrying about as much as that kid of his, Eddie. We've got to find him, California.
Find him? How?
Chances are Hardshell and those other two are hiding out in one of the old claims we used to work years ago. The boy would know about them, but nobody else in these parts would like to remember them after so many years. Let's have a look at a few of them.
Well, this is about the fourth place we've looked, Hoppy, and not a sign.
Yeah. Well, a few others. Say, wait a minute. There's an old cabin, I recall, where we used to cache grub, about a mile further up in the hill. Come on. There's the cabin, all right. By somebody.
Yeah. Maybe when he heard us coming, there's someone behind us.
Don't move. Don't move or I'll kill you. This shotgun won't miss.
Take it easy, Eddie. Mind if we turn around and face you?
Get your hands up, will you? All right, turn around.
My, you sure have grown. Remember me?
Yeah. Hopalong Cassidy. So you've turned against Pop, too, huh? The sheriff had to get you to help run him down.
Now, hold on, Eddie. I'm not working for the sheriff. My partner, California, and I came up here looking for you.
Why? To take me back to Red Dog so my father can starve to death or die of his wounds?
No, because you can't help your father. And you're ruining your own life.
It's my life. And I'll do what I doggone please with it. The law isn't going to grab Pop, not if I can help it. And nobody's going to stop me.
Eddie.
Dad's a good guy. He shot that crooked polecat in self-defense and they sent him to prison for it. It was wrong. And they ain't going to take him back.
Eddie.
Get out of here. Get out of here before I forget what good friends we used to be and kill both of you. Get going.
Okay, Eddie. Come on, California.
Well, we sure found Eddie, all right. We let him go. I could have jumped him as we left.
No, I wanted him to get away, California.
Oh?
Pull up. He's taking the boy back by force. He'd only run off into the hills again. I guess the only way to save him is to, well, capture Hard Shell Hank and those two thugs with him.
That's a mighty interesting proposition. Just how do you figure we're going to do that?
Wait. Listen.
Eddie must have had a horse tethered back in the woods.
That's what I figured. Come on, we're following him. I'm not too fast. I want him to get a good start. That's why I let him get away. He knows where Hard Shell is hiding, and I think he does. He'll lead us straight to him.
Well, doggone, we plumb lost his trail on these rocks, Hoppy. I told you we should have followed him closer.
No, we got to get him time. Seems to me he's heading straighter than arrow the last 4 or 5 miles for that mountain dead ahead. See, we're off there.
Oh, yeah, but that don't mean nothing. He might turn off a dozen times before he got there.
He might, but I don't think so. That's old Smokestack Mountain. Hardshell and I made our last strike there. Other man was the fourth man that old mountain so thoroughly, the whole thing is almost hollow with shafts and passages.
You think they might be hiding out there?
We can ride over and find out. Come on.
You blasted young idiot. Why didn't you take some of that grub with you and you hightailed it from the cabin?
I'm sorry, Mr. Griggs, but I wanted to get here as fast as I could to warn you. This fellow Hopalong Cassidy...
Let the boy alone, Griggs. Eddie, you should have never come here in the first place. You should have stayed in town.
I couldn't, Dad. I knew you'd been shot.
And if you don't get us more grub, he's liable to starve, see?
I don't dare go back to the cabin, Mr. Griggs. If Hoppy's with the posse...
I don't care where you get it. Just get it. Make doggone sure nobody follows you here. Do you understand?
Don't worry.
Why shouldn't I? How do I know Cassidy didn't double back and follow you here?
He couldn't. Not the trail I left on those rocks.
You'd better be right.
Let him alone, Eddie. Eddie, pile up more of these old dead leaves around me. I'm cold.
Never mind, I'll do it. Get going, boy. We need grub and more kerosene for that lamp. You hear? Kerosene.
I'll try.
That better?
Yeah, thanks. I don't want Eddie mixed up in this, you hear? I don't want you to ask him to help us. It ain't right, Griggs.
Right! What are you talking about? It's our lives. He's got to help us.
Where's Rico?
Standing guard at the mouth of the upper shaft. I'm going up there now. The chances are there won't be nobody coming from this side of the mountain. But you keep your eyes on the mouth of the shaft over there, understand?
Sure.
Rico and I'll cover the main approach. If that Cassidy hombre and his pal did follow Eddie, we blast them before they get halfway across the clearing. Come on, remember, we shoot the kid.
Before we continue, here is a word from your announcer.
Now back to Hopalong Cassidy and Dead or Alive. While riding home from the Amarillo Rodeo, Hoppy in California learned that three escaped convicts are hiding out in the rocky terrain near Red Dog. One of them is Hoppy's former partner, Hardshell Hank Brady. Hoppy's on the trail of the convicts now, hoping to find them before Brady's young son, Eddie, gets into trouble trying to help his dad escape. Hoppy has narrowed down the search to Smokestack Mountain, a jagged peak that he and Brady used to mine.
As soon as we climb over this last ridge, we'll have a clear slope all the way to the foot of Smokestack Mountain.
Well, how are we going to tell if Hardshell and those other two convicts are holed up there? That is, before they start shooting at us.
We're not. When they start pumping lead, we'll know.
Sounds plumb dangerous.
Well, hunting an outlaw is a little risky sometimes.
And hunting three of them is three times as risky.
Yeah. There. You can see the foot of the mountain through those trees.
Yeah. Looks like the trees run down just halfway. There's quite a piece of clearing before you get to the base.
I know. Those black openings all up and down the bare wall of the mountain used to be mine shaft entrances.
If I'm going to be a sitting duck, at least I'd like to be in a shooting gallery where I'd get paid for it.
You're just waiting to be coaxed. Come on.
Well, okay.
California. If those men are there, we'd make fine targets.
Well, if you're planning to cross that clearing to get into that lower mine shaft, we'll make even finer targets.
I don't propose any such thing. We're going around.
Oh, why didn't you say that before? Getting my goose pimples up this way.
There are a couple of abandoned shaft openings on the other side, where the woods go clear to the base of the mountain. Come on. This is the main entrance in back.
You mean we're going to crawl into this hole in the ground?
This shaft winds up and around, crosses most of the main tunnels. Let's go. Quiet. California. That faint glow up ahead.
Yeah. Someone with a light around the turn of the shaft.
Listen. There's someone there, all right. Come on. The only thing we can do, rush him. All right, get set. Come on.
Don't move any of you.
We got you. Get your head. Why, it's just one man laying on the ground.
Hardshell, don't grab for anything. It's me, Hopalong Cassidy.
So it's you.
Where are the others?
Got them up through your cupboard.
Well, I guess that answers my question.
Get those guns, Rico.
See.
Since when are you lined up with the law, Cassie?
We're not with that posse, if that's what you mean, Hank.
You got us plumb wrong.
So you ain't with the posse, huh? Well, you better wish you was, because I'm going to drill...
Riggs, you fool. Put down that gun.
Why?
Don't you see they're the one chance we got?
What?
What do you mean?
Keep them as hostages. They'll cover our getaway.
Hey, I think maybe Hardshell Hank has got something there.
Maybe. Okay, Rico, tie them up, both of them.
With pleasure.
Biggs, as soon as these hombres is hogtied, you and Rico get back to the upper shaft. And keep your eyes open. There might be more coming.
Reckon you're strong enough to keep them covered, Hank?
I'm still strong enough to pull a trigger.
Gonna listen to no more of this, Hoppy. You and your partner just lie there quiet. I'm tired of hearing your palaver, and I mean business.
Okay, Hardshell. It seems to me you ought to be seeing a doctor.
Worried, ain't you?
If you don't care about yourself, you might think what you're doing to that boy of yours. What kind of a father are you?
Why, heaven, shut up! I told you once already.
All right, Hank, all right. I was just thinking of the time when you and I worked side by side in these diggings. Remember how you planned and dreamed of the things you were going to do for Eddie? Send him to college back east.
Happy! Happy, I'm warning you!
And then you had to turn killer.
No, it was self-defense. I swear it, Happy.
Was killing that prison guard self-defense?
It was that young crazy polecat Griggs. I didn't even have a gun. Not then, anyway. But as hanging it all in for an hour for a court, I know I'm finished, Happy. After I was hit, I told the boys to head out here. I figured if I had to die, I'd die here, in the free air of the hills, not in prison.
Yeah, but what about that boy of yours? Your coming out here ain't done him no good.
Why don't you send him to his mother's folks back east?
With what?
You're worth $500.
Huh?
Dead or alive.
So that's it. A reward out for me, huh?
Hank, believe me, I didn't come here to help run you down. I came here just to save Eddie from more trouble. If you'll cut us loose and let me take you in, I promise you'll get every cent of that reward.
Big-hearted, ain't you?
Well, let's face it, Hank, you're through. You have nothing to lose, and your son has everything to gain.
Happy. Happy, are you on the level?
You ever known me to go back on my word?
All right. I'll take your word, Happy. But Eddie mustn't know it's blood money.
I promise you he won't.
We'll tell him you saved it and hid it away for him.
All right, Ed Gilbert. Ed, you'll be here, both of you. I'll cut you loose.
Good man. Hank, can you reach me?
Yeah. There. Your hands are free.
Thanks. Give me that knife. That takes care of the rope around my ankles. Hold still, California.
Yeah.
There, your hands are loose.
In your
ankles. Okay, get up.
Don't make a move, you two. I'll give you what I just gave our pal, Hardshell.
Get up, Crump and Coyote. Well, what are we waiting for? Let's finish him.
Wait a minute. Listen, someone's coming.
Pop, I got some good.
Just put the stuff down and drop that shotgun.
Eddie. Pop, what have they done to you? Eddie,
Rico, get his shotgun.
See, you...
Run, Eddie. What's that?
Here.
California, grab Rico. Yes. I'll take care of Griggs. Hang on to Rico's gun hand. I'll get him.
Good work, Hobby.
The lamp, that lamp smashed. These leaves are on fire. Eddie, get out of here. California, carry Hardshell out. I'll take care of these other two.
Those rotten kittens are catching fire.
Get out. This mine will be a furnace in a minute.
Back to Hopalong Cassidy.
I know how you feel, Eddie. Your dad was a good man.
Yeah, and I'm sure glad he lived long enough to tell you it was Griggs that shot him and not us.
Why did you have to save those two swine? Why didn't you leave them there to burn?
Listen.
Sounds like the sheriff's posse heading this way.
Yeah, I figured they'd be seeing that smoke pouring from the mountain by now.
It was sure nice of you two riding with me all the way to the roadhead, Hoppy.
You probably did, Eddie.
Yes, sir, it was a real pleasure. Shucks, with you all dressed up in them new duds, I plumb felt like one of them railroad porters for carrying the boss man's bags.
No fooling. I'll never forget what you two fellas have done for me.
It's not us nearly so much as it was your dad, Eddie.
I know.
What?
Well, better climb aboard, Eddie. I know you'll like it back east with your Mars folks.
I hope so.
Goodbye, Hoppy. California.
Goodbye.
So long.
Good luck to you. Might as well run.
Yeah. Sure hope he has a nice trip. Poor kid.
Yeah. Let's go, Topper. Well, California, we've been kind of delayed getting back to the home ranch, but I guess it was worth it.
Yep, I reckon it was. Eddie looked mighty spry in them new Eastern style clothes. Brand new suitcase, ticket to Boston.
Yeah.
Bank book showing a nice balance. Yes, sir, I reckon it was worth it, all right.
Best of all, California, he's got proud memories of his dad.
Of course, we had to tell him it was his dad who'd hidden the money away for him.
Of course.
He'll never know that it was his dad's blood money that paid for all that. Funny thing.
What?
Nobody else seems to know it either.
Huh? What do you mean, nobody else seems to know it?
Oh, we were just talking to the sheriff a couple of days ago after he brought those two polecats into Red Dog, and we was waiting in town to testify at the coroner's inquest.
What's so funny about that?
It's what the sheriff said.
Said? About what?
The reward money which he told Hardshell Hank was posted for him. $500, dead or alive.
Oh.
I just happened to mention it to Sheriff Thompson. He just looked at me and asked me what I was talking about. There wasn't any reward. Not a dime.
I see. He said that, huh?
That's what the man said.
Well, what do you know?
It just kind of gave me an idea.
Gave you an idea? I hope you were kind to it. It was in a strange place.
Oh, shucks, Happy. Why don't you come right out and admit it? That there $500 come right out of your own pocket. The exact amount of the prize money you won at the Amarillo Rodeo.
Well, why not? Wasn't it worth it? It made Hardshell feel that he was a some good to that boy of his. He loved that boy, California.
Yeah, I know.
I gave Eddie a warm spot in his heart for old Hank. Gave him the feeling that his dad had been thinking of him and trying to provide for his future. In fact, $500 is a downright cheap price for the proud feeling that Eddie will carry with him for the rest of his life.
Goodbye from Hopalong Cassidy. We hope you'll be back with us soon when Hoppy will again bring you more adventure and excitement. Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd, is transcribed and produced in the West by Walter White, Jr. Dead or Alive was written by Howard Swartz. All stories are based upon the characters created by Clarence E. Mulford. This is the Commodore production.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.